Rocky Mountain News Weekly, September 24, 1873. Some months ago, a young man calling himself J.W. Suderlin came to Denver and drifted about from one business to another. He represented that he was a newspaper man, or had been, enjoying connection with the Chicago Inter-Ocean and Tribune. Having exercised the prerogatives of city editor of the former sheet and been merely a correspondent of the latter journal. He worked in the Kansas Pacific Freight office for a while, until at last a grand idea burst upon him, and with it, he in turn burst upon the Denver public. He thought that a public library was just the thing for Denver, and flattered himself that he was just the person sent by Providence to get the matter into shape and furnish the Denver public with a library that should astonish them. For this, he chose the gift plan, and before long was out with flaming posters and stunning newspaper advertisements to the effect that a gift concert had been arranged, and that the holders of tickets, which, to please the poor, had been placed at the low sum of $1, would be entitled to a chance in a common pool. The capital prize was fixed at the enticing sum of $20,000, an array of figures that is calculated to catch the unwary, the ignorant, and the mercenary. Thus, Suderlin branched out, in a night, as it were, and soon had his scheme under headway. He advertised largely, inserting cards in newspapers all over the country, though whether he has met any of the bills for this is not yet demonstrated. Of course, it was necessary to have a board of directors, and, getting hold of a number of leading men of the city, he besought them to become directors of a library association. To this, they consented, and then the chap published them as directors of the gift enterprise he was working so hard to foist upon the public. Then he got bills and tickets printed by the thousands, and then he opened an office in Feuerstein's block and hung a sheet to the wind with prodigious letters announcing the character of the enterprise. Tickets were placed on sale in bookstores and elsewhere, and the young man prepared to gather in the spoils. His chief business was receiving letters with remittances from gullible people anxious to draw that $20,000, or even a $5,000 prize, for the small sum of $1. After all these preparations, Suderlin was prepared to enjoy a season of rest, during which he could prepare for the arduous duties awaiting him when the time should come for remitting the enormous prizes. His daily walks were to the post office, where he got his remittances, and to his office, where he opened the letters, and then to some bank that never could be discovered, where he made his deposits. It was announced in the advertisement that the money would be placed in the First National Bank of Denver. Some weeks ago, he went to the Colorado National Bank with about $80 and desired to open an account. He said he had about $40,000 in the First National, but did not like to put too much in one institution, so he would divide the wealth. Before the bank closed that day, his $80 were all drawn out by draft. But this is neither here nor there. All men are liable to deplete their bank accounts. Everything has been going on swimmingly for Mr. Suderlin. Postmaster Bennett told him when he began the scheme that it was illegal, and that he could not send his circulars through the mail. Suderlin protested that he knew better than did the postmaster. Mr. Bennett sent one of the bills to the post office department, affirming his belief that it was illegal, and waited for a reply. He came to the conclusion a few days ago that, as no word was returned by the postmaster general, that officer implied by his silence that our postmaster was right, that no response was necessary when the law was so explicit. A complaint was lodged with S.H. Alleman, United States District Attorney, yesterday, by Judge H.P. Bennett, postmaster, to the effect that Mr. Suderlin was engaged in using the mails with intent to defraud, in sending circulars of his library gift concert through them. District Attorney Alleman at once made information against Mr. Suderlin, and he was arrested by Deputy Marshal Salisbury. Suderlin was taken before United States Commissioner Brooks and held for a preliminary examination. The prosecuting witness, Postmaster Bennett, was sworn. This gentleman testified that he had known Suderlin some time and had never known him to be engaged in other business than the management of the library gift concert, that he was engaged in circulating illegal gift concert circulars through the United States mails, which were calculated to defraud the public, that he was advertising an illegal enterprise, thereby obtaining money under false pretenses, that he was receiving money for gift concert tickets through the mails. Mr. S. A. Shepherd, money order clerk of the Denver Post Office, was also sworn. He testified to having delivered registered letters to Mr. Suderlin and to Mr. Suderlin's presenting him with a couple of complimentary tickets. He also testified that he never knew Suderlin to do anything but manage the concert enterprise. General S. E. Brown, whose name appears as one of the directors of the gift concert, was sworn and testified that he never authorized Mr. Suderlin to use his name in such connection. Dr. A. L. Justice also testified that he never authorized the use of his name as director of the gift concert. Commissioner Brooks then held Suderlin in the sum of $1,000 to appear before the next session of the United States Grand Jury. Suderlin gave bail through Dr. Bucktel of this city. Suderlin claims to have received $80,000 from the sale of tickets and says that he had disbursed $40,000 or thereabouts for expenses. We are reliably informed that he has never had an account with the First National Bank. The question with the curious now is, where is the money? Now that Mr. Suderlin has had his airing before the public, it is to be hoped that the United States District Attorney will keep his eyes open and pay his respects to the other lottery business, the Colorado Gift Entertainment, if occasion demands.